Good morning. Oh, you on, Jay? Good morning. Can you all hear me okay? Everybody on Zoom? Awesome. Join with me in our call to worship this morning from Voices Together, number 896 in your bulletin. I will read the non-bold print and you can read the bold print. God of the foolish cross,
you are not the Savior we expect.
Your ways are not our ways. Your thoughts are not our thoughts. Your wisdom makes no sense to us. We are happy to join the crowd, waving branches, but not so sure we want to follow you into temple courts, into the upper room, into the Garden of Gethsemane, to the foot of the cross. Forgive our false assumptions. Clarify our clouded vision. Free us to live into the foolishness of your self-giving ways. Throughout Lent, we have been on a journey of transformation as we have followed Jesus, as he traveled through the desert of temptation, as he taught and ministered on the dusty streets of the Galilean countryside. And finally, we followed him as he rode a donkey right into Roman-occupied Jerusalem. Now, within the walls of Jerusalem, Jesus begins to walk his last steps, steps that will lead him to the cross. These last steps towards the cross have, since sometime in the Middle Ages, often been called stations. Even in earlier centuries, much closer to the actual events of Jesus's last days, Christian pilgrims would often visit Jerusalem to walk the streets and visit the locations that marked Jesus's climactic journey toward the cross. Somewhere in the 16th century, a tradition began observing 14 stations of the cross, although the earliest pilgrimages to Jerusalem likely involved less than that. Well, we this morning are not in Jerusalem. Today, we will pay close attention to 6 stations of the cross as a way of helping us see how our Lenten journey that we've been going through with Jesus is in many ways summed up in these stations. This morning, as we journey with Jesus, reading the scriptural accounts of his last steps, we will be invited at each station to let go of our ways, to let go of our need for security, to let go of our fear of what lies ahead, to let go of our attempt to earn what God gives freely, to let go of our tendency to exclude others, to let go of our scarcity mindset, and finally, to let go of our compulsion to use power over others. After each scripture reading, our human ways will be placed on the cross, both as a symbol of both what Jesus let go of in his journey to the cross and as an invitation for us to follow his footsteps. Let us begin our journey with Jesus. We begin with a hymn that puts us in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Verse 627. Stay with me. Give me time to English to see this friend.
Gloria, you're good to go.
Jesus prays in the garden. He came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them,
"Pray that you may not come into the time of trial."
Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down, and prayed.
"Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet, not my will, but yours be done."
Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he got up from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief. And he said to them,
"Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not come into the time of trial."
You can turn to hymn number 318, 'Tis Midnight and on Olive's Brow. And you're welcome to stand as you are able.
Join me in prayer. You can read the bold print. The garden was a new desert of temptation for you. Pray that you may not come into the time of trial. That's all you asked of us, Lord. Instead of praying, we slept. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Did the devil tempt you again with a way out? He will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. You prayed to God, Father, if you are willing, yet not my will, but yours be done. Again, we slept, grieving our loss of security. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You saw that the hour was at hand. You saw that your final journey had commenced. Lord Jesus, help us to walk in your ways. Open our hands for service in your kingdom.
Jesus is betrayed and arrested, letting go of fear. While he was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus and kissed him. But Jesus said to him,
Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man?
When those who were around him saw what was coming, they asked,
Lord, should we strike with a sword?
Then one of them struck the slave of the right hand of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said,
no more of this.
And he touched his ear and healed it. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple police, and the elders who had come for him,
have you come out with swords and clubs as if I were a bandit? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness.
Then they seized him and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house.
Hymn number 596, Don't Be Afraid. You can remain seated and we will sing it through.
Jesus, out of fear, we so easily turn to violence. We ready our hands for the sword. You tell us to put our sword away. We strike when threatened. You extend your hands for healing. Lord Jesus, help us to walk in your ways. Open our hands for service in your kingdom.
Jesus is questioned by the high priest, Annas. First, they took him to Annas, who was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest that year. Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jews that it was better to have one person die for the people. Then the high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and about his teaching. Jesus answered,
I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in synagogues and in the temple where all the Jews come together. I've said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who heard what I said to them. They know what I said.
When he had said this, one of the police standing nearby struck Jesus on the face, saying,
Is that how you answer the high priest?
Jesus answered,
If I have spoken wrongly, testify to the wrong. But if I have spoken rightly, why do you strike me?
Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest.
Hymn is number 434. It's a new one for us, but it is not hard. So if you'd like to join with us, and we say, kind of do that.
Oh,
Jesus, your ways and your teachings are powerful because they empower others. In a world where people abuse power for selfish gain, empower us to courageously minister with and for the good of others, that God's will may be done on earth as in heaven. Lord Jesus, help us to walk in your ways. Open our hands for service in your kingdom.
Jesus is condemned by Pilate, letting go of our attempts to earn what God gives freely. Then they took Jesus from Caiaphas to Pilate's headquarters. It was early in the morning. They themselves did not enter the headquarters so as to avoid ritual defilement and to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate went out to them and said,
"What accusations do you bring against this man?"
They answered,
"If this man were not a criminal, we would not have handed him over to you."
Pilate said to them,
"Take him yourselves and judge him according to your law."
The Jews replied,
"We are not permitted to put anyone to death."
This was to fulfill what Jesus had said when he indicated the kind of death he was to die. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
Jesus answered,
"Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?"
Pilate replied,
"I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?"
Jesus answered,
"My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here."
Pilate asked him,
"So you are a king?"
Jesus answered,
"You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice."
Pilate asked him,
"What is truth?"
After he had said this, he went out to the Jews again and told them,
"I find no case against him, but you have a custom that I release someone for you at the Passover. Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?"
They shouted in reply,
"Not this man, but Barabbas."
Now Barabbas was a bandit.
Please turn with me in your hymnals to 330. Ah, Holy Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus, you refused the temptation to earn your kingdom. You taught us that your kingdom and glory do not grow by competing with the world's kingdoms. Like a tree nurtured by God, your kingdom comes as a gift received, grown in the soil of truth and humble service. Lord Jesus, help us to walk in your ways. Open our hands for service in your kingdom.
Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged, and the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they dressed him in a purple robe, and they kept coming up to him saying,
"Hail, King of the Jews,"
and striking him on the face. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four paths, one for each soldier. They also took his tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from the top. So they said to one another,
"Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see who will get it."
This was to fulfill the scripture that says, "They divided my clothes amongst themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots." And that is what the soldiers did. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother,
"Woman, here is your son."
And then he said to the disciple,
"Here is your mother."
And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home.
We're going to listen to a recording of this next hymn because it's new. It's number 328. It's called "Mary, Woman Weeping," and it's based on an old Latin hymn called the Stabat Mater, which is Latin for the standing mother. So it's about Mary standing at the cross. So I know it's new for us, but the tune is actually called Let Us Stand. So I think that we should do that. So let us stand and we will sing along with the recording.
Jesus, the powers of empire tried to take everything from you. They even cast lots for your clothes. In their false scarcity mindset, they feared your abundance. But even in your agony, you offered gifts of mutual care between your mother and your beloved disciple. As we stand at the foot of the cross, bind us together in the abundance of your love. Lord Jesus, help us to walk in your ways. Open our hands for service in your kingdom.
Jesus promises paradise to the crucified thief. One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying,
"Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us."
But the other rebuked him, saying,
"Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong."
Then he said,
"Jesus, remember me when I come into your kingdom."
Jesus replied,
"Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
Our next hymn is number 327. Jesus, remember me. And we will sing it through three times.
Jesus, even as you were pushed out and excluded, even as you were counted as a transgressor, you embraced the crucified thief, promising him the feast of paradise. Help us to open ourselves to others, counting those the world pushes to the margins as beloved friends. Lord Jesus, help us to walk in your ways. Open our hands for service in your kingdom. Seemed that we hadn't prepared this year.
It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said,
"Father, into your hands I commend my spirit."
Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said,
"Certainly this man was innocent."
And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home beating their breasts. But all his acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things.
Our next hymn is a new one as well. We'll sing it along with the recording. It is number 308, How Can We Worship Caesar's Cross? And you can remain seated.
How can we worship Caesar's cross of torture, death, and fear? A weapon of an unjust world, coercive and severe. How can we follow history's cross when cross marked banners blaze?
O Lord, our lands too are covered in darkness. We hear the cries of the crucified today, the innocent who are pushed onto the crosses of today. Instead of standing in the crowd watching the spectacle, help us to take up our cross and follow you. Lord Jesus, help us to walk in your ways. Open our hands for service in your kingdom.
After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, though a secret one because of his fear of the Jews, asked Pilate to let him take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission, so he came and removed the body. Nicodemus, who had first come to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it with the spices and linen cloth, according to the burial custom of the Jews. Now there was a garden in the place where he was crucified. And in the garden was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. And so, because it was the Jewish day of preparation and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there.
Our final hymn today is 329, Were You There? We will sing verses 1, 2, 4, and 5, and please stand as you're able.
Thank you.
Jesus, you laid down your life for the life of the world. You walked in God's way to show us the way. You let go of your will that God's will might be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for offering your life so completely. We leave you today in the tomb. We leave you at the end of your way. Is it the end of your way? Can this really be it? Oh Lord, what now do we wait for? Our hope is in you, and so we watch and we pray. We watch and we pray. Amen.